I characterize the first decade of our church, that's from 1981 to 1991, as the decade of instruction and distinction. Doon natin naramdaman yung mga katuruan at kung paano tayo pinag-iba sa maraming pangkatin ng mga Kristiyano at Iglesia. The second decade, 1992 to 2001, I characterized as the decade of liberation and reformation. Doon na nagkaroon ng impact sa atin ng doktrina ng Christian liberty and how we are to enjoy our liberty in Christ, and at the same time, tinawag tayo sa reformasyon ng ibang mga iglesia sa pamagitan ng ating ministeryo, at ito'y nagpapatuloy at pinapasalamatan natin sa Panginoon. We come now to the last decade that we have had as a church, which is the current decade na ating which is where our present year belongs, and this is our 30th anniversary, and we are 3 decades this year. The third decade I will characterize as the decade of foundation and expansion. Just a little explanation. Foundation, this was the decade when we refreshed many things that make us a church, a Reformed Baptist church. And so this decade, we had many occasions of series of teachings and lessons, discussions, refreshing, our being reformed in theology, our being Baptist, our commitment to reformation, our commitment to the regulative principle of worship, our commitment to Calvinism, our commitment to this things that make us what we are as a Reformed Baptist Church. So it's the decade of foundation, and this refreshing of what we stand by is something that I believe has had a refreshing effect, I'm sure, on my part, and many have made feedback to that effect. So we are thankful for the refreshing of our foundation in this decade. But it was also, it has also been the decade of expansion. I think it is right to say that this is the decade we have seen so many addition in terms of fruit of conversion, as well as more expansion of our ministries. This is the decade, of course, that we have seen that many of our young people have been added to the church, and we rejoice. We make special rejoicing in the addition of young people in our church, because this is a church that began with young people. A church that began with a pastor of 20 years old. So you can expect that we give special value to the conversion of young people, and we have seen that. Especially this year, nakita po natin yan, narinig natin ang mga patotoo ng mga kabataan sa atin, at pinagpala tayo ng Panginoon sa mga bagay na yan. But we are not at all and in any way overlooking our seniors. Ito rin ang decade na tumanggap tayo ng marami rin seniors, and that is also a blessing of God, for God to reach in grace to someone in the last phase of her lifetime ay isa ring malaking pagpapala. So it is an expansion of our ministries. The decade when we began renewing again our student ministry after some hiatus, and we had also the impacts of our print, which transitioned into the present transcription ministry of our pulpit messages from the Herald of Reformation. Now it is our GBC pulpit, and I believe that it is making impact not just on the general readership. Preachers have been coming to me and have been testifying as to how they were encouraged to reform their own outlining and messages because of what they read. And this decade, we have our multimedia ministry, and I have been receiving through the email contact from international audience who have expressed their benefit from the website and our radio ministry, and of course our print, and we are very thankful to God for that. And we will not forget the prison ministry, which was begun by our beloved brother and deacon, and now continued by more brothers in 2 places, and we are seeking fruit in this ministry. And I can go on and on, but it is, as I've said, this decade that we have a lot of addition to our church, so I don't want to take time from them. But because marami kayo, let's try to use the guideline of 3 minutes in our testimony. Guideline lang naman yun, kung lumampas kayo, hindi ko kayo pipigilin. Those who were added to the church in this decade, 2002 to 2011, ito ang panahon na you want to give testimony as to what God has used and what has brought you into the church and what has now been your present impression. Let me just read to you from Job 32 when Elihu at last began to speak. May sinabi siya dun sa kanyang damdamin, and I want to read these words. Verse 16 of Job 32, "And I have waited because they did not speak, because they stood still and answered no more. I also will answer my part. I too will declare my opinion, for I am full of words. The spirit within me compels me. Indeed, my belly is like wine that has no vent. It is ready to burst like new wineskins. I will speak that I may find relief. I must open my lips and answer." Ito rin yung pakiramdam ng isang may gustong-gustong sabihin, at ngayon nabigyan siya ng pagkakataon. So this is now the challenge. Well, don't be like Elihu with so full of words, but have words that will be for the encouragement of the saints. And as you give your testimonial word, I'll try to draw a biblical thought for the lesson of all. Who will be the first? June. Our deacon, June Medalia.
Batchmates, please be ready. I became a member 2002, if I'm not mistaken. And it took me specifically, and of course my family, around 3 to 4 years. We were attending for 3 to 4 years then. But before we came here, we tried to attend local Baptist churches in our place in Lipa. And as we hop from one church, searching for the church that would be of our liking, not because of the accommodation, but our hunger for and thirst for the Word of God, we felt that we lacked the feeding, we lacked the teaching that we wanted. That's why we traveled from Lipa to Los Baños in this place. Actually, it was our church then along the Riles. And after attending several services then, it was there that we decided that this would be the church for us. For the nourishment, the enriching of our souls as we continue to serve our God. So as we went on, after so much prayer and, of course, encouragement from the brethren before and even until now, eventually, by the grace of God, I was accepted to be a member of this church. I think, I don't know if exactly it was March or April of 2002. From then on until now, I can say that I have grown as a believer. I have matured, not because of my own doing, but because first and foremost, the grace that our Lord had given His church through the leadership of our pastor. Every Lord's Day, the feeding, the teaching has been really full, and that is why it, for me, lalo na sa akin, I am a person who does not read that much. Through this church, I was challenged, especially by my wife, to really search the scriptures as diligently as possible. And through that means, I found deeper knowledge and understanding of the principles and the truth of God's word. And even until now, when weekend or Saturday and Sunday comes, it is for my family, for our family, days for rejoicing, because we will be with our friends and the brethren. And of course, especially right now that we are in serving the Lord in various capacities as leading Bible studies, it is indeed a day that we look forward to. And we always look forward to weekends because it will be the special day for us wherein we will be fed by the Word, we will have fellowship with the brethren, and of course be able to serve the Lord in various ways that He will lead us. And of course, finally, this year, I was added by the calling of our Lord, I was added to the diaconate to be given the privilege to serve Him in greater capacity. So it is something which has humbled me all the more. It is something that which has challenged me, and the joy and the fulfillment of knowing our God and serving Him has given me far greater joy and fulfillment in this life. So we as a family always thank the Lord because we have a church where we can be of service to Him and where we can grow in our faith and in His time be able to reach out to those who are still out there in the dark. Yun lang po.
Okay, maraming salamat, June. The medallions probably are the ones coming the farthest, having to travel the farthest distance to attend our church. And you might ask, why go all the trouble of distance and effort to attend the church when there are many other churches you can attend with much more convenience? At nabanggit niya yung pagtuturo ng salita ng Diyos, hunger for the Word of God, and that should be enough to compensate for all the efforts. And we recognize that in the Medalla family and certainly in our brother June. Nabanggit na niya that recently we have added him to the diaconate, overwhelmingly nominated and then unanimously voted by the church to be the deacon of one of the deacons of this church. And we are thankful to the Lord for such addition. He will be one of the expansion experiences of our church. We almost lost him recently, and that makes his company all the more treasured because the Lord has sustained him in his life. So thank you, June. Next, Chansey.
Kala ko may makakasingit sa akin eh. Sinundan ko yung teammate ko kasi para mabuo yung team namin. Palagay ko teammate din yung susunod mamaya. Anyway, ay hindi pala, kalaban pa. Ay hindi, teammate ano? Ay kalaban? Hindi, teammate! Nako. Medyo. Kami kasi yung team na ano eh, na nananalo. Okay. We became members of this church in 2005 after siguro 5 years. 5 years of regular attendance in the church. And nagpapasalamat kasi because the church really prayed for us a lot. And I think that really helped a lot. And if ever, siguro ang for the next 2.5 minutes, no? Gusto ko lang enumerate na yung mga learnings, no? Learnings or lessons that I've learned through the years that we are attending this church, no? Yung one is on the dependence on God, no? I think this is a lesson that I have learned a lot, no, while attending this church. And then being prayerful at all times, the emphasis to be diligent in prayer, I think is a lesson that I also learned in this church. And then seeking His wisdom and seeking His guidance in everything, no, in everything, big and small decisions. And then yung working only to please God, whatever that work may be, no, I think is an important lesson also that I learned sa Sunday school, sa mga messages ni Pastor, ano, and of course in fellowship with the brethren. And then the blessing of being counted as worthy despite our many limitations and imperfections. No, I think this is also something that I have learned here, and I'm sure most of you also have learned that in this church, no, that we who are sinful and with a lot of imperfections, you know, are counted as worthy by God to do many things for Him, no, whether it's in this church or whether in other areas of our lives, in family, at work, no. And of course, yung lessons that I learned doon sa mga Sunday school natin about science and faith, scholarship and, you know, scholarship and Christianity, I think that puts me also in a very good position of understanding what science has to do with the Christian faith and what scholarship has to do with Christian faith. Giving me the right perspective, no, dahil nasa trabaho namin yung being called always to be excellent in science, no, in scientific knowledge. And then I think itong mga lessons na to, no, yun lang yung mga lessons na gusto kong bigyan ng emphasis, and I think this really prepared me to have the right spirit and the right perspective, no. Looking back, I saw all of this really as a preparation, eh, no? It was really a preparation of God to put me in the right spirit, in the right frame of mind, in the right perspective. You know, that He has called me to a greater position in my work. And I could not have been prepared, you know. I could not have been prepared as much as I've been prepared, you know, for being a member of this church. And so I really thank God for that, no, kasi I nakita ko lahat ng ito, no, as God's way of providing for what I will need eventually. But this does not mean, of course, that, you know, I have reached the end of relying on God's providence, no, because we have just started with really relying on Him all the more because of the greater responsibilities that we now have. And of course, above all this, no, walang makakatap pa rin doon sa blessings of the blessings that comes with the blessings that come with salvation, no. I have had so many blessings being a member of this church. Now, the blessings of my family, you know, for the many spiritual enrichments that we receive, you know, from this church. Now, but above all, titingnan ko sa ko ang ano pa rin, ang blessings above all pa rin is the salvation, you know. And of course, that's still our prayers for our loved ones, for our family members, for our friends, you know, that they too will have this blessing of salvation. So, yun lamang. Ako, naka 5 minutes din ako. So, yun lamang ang aking gustong ibahagi sa ating lahat, no? And praise God for all of this.
Maraming salamat, Chansey. People like him affirm what I have always maintained in this church, which you hear every now and then sa ating mga Sunday school series, like yung nabanggit ni Rex na scholarship and Christianity, the Christian faith and science. People like him affirm my belief that there is no contention between science and faith, that when you are a true believer, the more you treasure such gifts of God as science, and as you ascend on the ladder of your vocation, ay tanggapin natin ito na pagpapala talaga ng Panginoon. At nabanggit nga niya, there's nothing to top the blessing of salvation. Whatever blessings we are receiving in vocation, always look at yourself as primarily the recipient of the grace of God. Pero naalala ko may estudyante akong nagsabi sa akin, Pastor, membro pala ang chancellor at vice chancellor ng UPLD. anong ginagawa nila sa church? Biniro ko, sabi ko, silang naglalagay ng fan ko pag ako'y magpipreach na. But we're very thankful for the ministries they provide despite their many responsibilities. I'm sure that they are here in this church with such commitment to the ministry is an additional blessing and certainly an expansion for the church. Next, Papu. Teammate.
Magandang umaga po. Mula po sa Kubaway, transfer po ako dito sa inyong church. Kasama ako sa mga huling naging miyembro, kasabayan ng mga kabataan, kaya pakiramdam ko ay kabataan pa rin ako hanggang ngayon. Huwag po kayo magalala, nirehearse ko po to. 3 minutes lang to, dagdagan natin ng zero sa dulo, 30 minutes. Nang ako ay magdesisyon at piliin ang Laguna upang magtrabaho ay hindi lang upang magtrabaho at hindi rin dahil sa walang mahanap na trabaho sa ibang lugar. Ayaw ko sa Kamanilaan dahil talamak ang tukso ng kasalanan. Mas gusto kong mamuhay sa labas ng Kamanilaan na may church akong mapupuntahan. Kaya kahit na hindi angkop sa edad ko at sa pangangatawang ko ang construction, ay sinikap ko pa rin at talagang pinagpilitan ko para lang may trabaho ko rito at may church akong mapupuntahan. Ang importante ay may reform church akong mapupuntahan at makakarinig ng pangangaral. Pero hindi kasama sa plano ko ang paglipat ng membership, kundi may mapuntahan lang akong church na maayos ang katuruan. Kikilalanin ako na kaisa at kapatid sa pananampalataya at makasama sa Lord's Supper. Lalo pat alam ko, naririnig ko na ang lahat ng mga karamihan ng mga member dito ay taga-UP. Medyo naiilang po ako. Kaya para sa akin, sapat na yung makapunta lang ako rito. Ilang Lord's Day rin na hindi ako naka-attend ng worship service dahil may pasok kami ng Linggo. Kaya nang payagan ako ng boss ko na di ako papasok para makatin ng service ay excited po ako. Napakaaga ko dun sa UP pero habang nandun ako ay naalala ko puro mga taga-UP nga pala mga nandun. Ang alam ko mga puro mga nakakurbata, nakabarong. Eh ako ragged po talaga ako, ganito. Ganito talaga ako. Kaya bigla akong bumak out nung susundin ako ni Losi, tinakbuhan ko si Losi. Umuwi ako, hindi ako nakapag-just kaya ang sama ng loob ko na hindi ako nakapag-cheers nung araw na yon. Salamat na lang sa pagtsatsaga ni Ate Bimbim at nakumbinsin niya ako na umatin ulit dito. Sa totoo po, tuwing Linggo pupunta pa ako ng Cubao para lang umatin ng service. Salamat sa iyo, Ate Bim. May dalawang kadahilanan po pa kaya ako ay nagpamiyembro pa din dito. Ang una ay dahil sa salita ng Panginoon sa pangangaral dito tuwing na daanan sa pangangaral ang membership sa isang iglesia na katungkulan ng bawat na baptized at sumasampalataya kay Kristo na maging membro ng iglesia. Kaya ako ay naliwanagan sa mga, akala ko'y sapat na nandito lang ako, nakikinig, ligtas na naman ako at nakaka-attend ako na, nakaka-celebrate ako ng Lord's Supper. Salamat at ni-reform ako, binago ako ng Diyos, itinuwid ng Diyos ang pananaw ko sa bagay na to. Ang ikalawa po ay dahil sa nakita kong pamumuhay ng mga membro dito. Una kong nakilala dito si Melvin at abang tumatagal, sinasabi niya itong taong to, ganito ang mga doctor of philosophy to, mataas ang katungkulan nito sa UP. Eh yung mga taong to, sumasalubong sa akin, binabati ako, kinakamayan ako, talagang kinakausap ako, hindi ko sila kilala. Kaya nung sinabi sa akin ni Melvin yun, namangha ako, paanong nangyari na ang mga taong ito ay nakakasalamuha ko at mayroon din mga katulad ko rito, pero nagkakasama-sama pa rin. Galing ako sa iglesia, naranasan ko isang iglesia na iba ang grupo ng may kaya, may talagang makikita mo na may level ang iglesia. Pero dito kung anong naririnig ko sa na pinapangaral sa pulpito, ay nakikita ko sa pamumuhay ng mga miyembro. Nagpamiyembro ako at sa bawat pangangaral dito, Sunday school at sa preaching, maraming binabago ang Diyos sa aking buhay. Marami po akong gawin na mali-mali pa rin. Salamat, tinutuwid ako ng salita ng Panginoon. At tuwing Sabado, nagpipilisip kami rito ni Carol at ni June. Mayroong usapin na iniiwasan ko na pag-usapan ang tungkol sa pag-aasawa. Subalit habang pinapaliwanag nila sa akin, naging interesting sa akin, masarap pag-usapan pati ang mga bagay na dating ayaw mo. Kaya sa pamamagitan ng salita ng Diyos, marami pa rin na ituwid. At bawat minsan ay naririnig ko rito ay tinutuwid ako ng Panginoon. Totoo nga na ang isang reform ay patuloy na nire-reform ng salita ng Panginoon.
Okay, maraming salamat, Papu. At galing nga siya sa Cubao Reform Baptist Church, ka-sister church natin. Ngunit sa probidensya ng Panginoon ay napalipat dito kung kaya't siya ay lumipat din sa ating pagiging miyembro ng iglesia. Pero masarap pakinggan yung kanyang sinabi na impression ay dito hindi tayo nagpapangkat-pangkat ng mga may kaya, may mataas na pinag-aralan, kundi isang katawan tayo ng ating Panginoong Hesukristo at yun ang dapat nating pairalin dito sa ating iglesia. At sana nga ay magpatuloy yung ganung pamumuhay natin. Pero mag-ingat kayo at na interesado na siya sa pag-aasawa. Ngayon po ay makikinig tayo sa isang kabataan na naidagdag sa atin. One of the first, I will now call Liwai Gregorio.
I was about 7 years old when I first really stopped and thought about God and everything I've heard about Him from Pastor and my parents. I knew that God was good, that God hated sin, and that He loved us all so much that He sent His only Son down to earth to die for us. I realized that salvation was a gift offered to everyone, but only some accept. I decided that I would think about it when I'm older, for I thought that I was too young to die and too young to think about salvation. But I was wrong. I found myself paying more and more attention during the church messages than I previously did. Some of the things Pastor said struck me particularly hard. Pastor spoke of how death can take us anytime, and he also spoke of Jim Elliot, who became a Christian at a young age and went on to be a great missionary, serving God until his death. That was when I realized that I didn't need to be an adult to become a Christian. During my devotion one night, I came across Psalm 63:1-5. It says, O God, you are my God. Early will I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh longs for you in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. So I have looked for you in the sanctuary to see your power and your glory. Because your loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise you. Thus I will bless you while I live. I will lift up my hands in your name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise you with joyful lips. After reading that passage, I realized that without God, I was nothing. I was helpless, and I am a terrible sinner. I also realized the blessings I had, such as the parents who love me and have been bringing me to church and teaching me about God's words in my whole life. My siblings, especially my eldest sister, who is now my sister twice over, and my three best friends who I have known since I've been coming to church, and now, by God's grace, my sisters in Christ, and many other blessings that I don't deserve. I prayed for Him to save me and forgive me. I told Him how sorry I was for being ignorant and selfish, disobedient and foolish. Soon after, I felt at peace. I knew that God had forgiven me, and I have since then thanked Him for His mercy. I soon became a member, and since then, I've been excited to lay down my life in His hands and do what He asks me to do.
Levi, how old are you when you were baptized?
9.
Okay, thank you very much, Liwa. That was very good. And indeed, yung kinukuha ng verse, O God, you are my God, early will I seek you. This is something that we need to stress. Early doon, hindi lang early in terms of the day, but in terms of our lifetime. We must learn to seek our God even in our youth. And Levi, together with our sister Micaiah, were among the first to have been baptized in their youth. See, Levi, 9 years old. And what we are seeing here is how God's grace can move even in so young an age. So, thank you, Levi. Next. Karo.
I'm not the one who'll give the testimony. I'm going to read Vera's testimony. She had asked me to read it for her. Vera, stand up so the others can see you. there's Vera. One of the things that I have been so thankful for lately is being here. I remember the church we attended in Egypt. Their services, well, were full of stuff on how Christians can get along with each other, how marriages harmonize, money management, etc. Nothing on God, really. Their worship songs were fun, bouncy, and emotional. I had missed those. I thank the Lord that guided us back. Pastor's sermons are so heavy and thought-filled. It was like mind blow. At first, I couldn't keep my mind on the service. The only things I remember afterwards is how many times the Maya flew under the leaves, how many people nodded, perhaps falling asleep, etc. Eventually, God helped me get focused on the service. What I learn now every Sunday is nothing like the watery preachings in Cairo. I had missed the music songs we sang for worship there, but now I don't. He has made me find they're not at all for the Sabbath day. The hymns we sing on Sundays are supposed to praise God, not how we had turned our lives around. Supposed to worship Him, not how we choose or decided to follow Him. I now understand. May God be praised for that. It's good to be home.
Okay, thank you, Vera. Indeed, it is good to have the Lobos back home after ng kanilang stint sa una Sri Lanka, then Egypt. And it's good to hear the testimony. And I trust na this is something which can gradually develop in the initial attenders of the church, although they may notice first the Mayas. yet soon, you never know when God is going to direct their attention to the Word, and something in the Word can be used in order to seize their attention and to direct them to the Lord Jesus Christ. So we thank God for such opportunities. Next, Alisa.
Morning. Wala po kasing tumatayo, kaya ako na lang. But anyway, I won't take much of your time. I was just wondering, tuwing tatayo ako dito, laging hindi mawala yung kaba ko, no? Grabe po yung kabog lagi ng dibdib ko, pati yung aking ulo lagi sumasakit. So actually, this has been happening ever since I was standing in front of the church. But just like that, becoming a member of this church was a struggle. In fact, this month is our second year anniversary of our membership in this church. I started attending February 2009, and after my first attendance here, it was already regular, but it was not a bed of roses. I think my wife has already said that last year during the anniversary. It was a struggle. Kasi she was still attending yung other church namin because she was handling different ministries there. And ako naman dito. And yun nga, as usual, I have my loyal sidekick with me, Duke, my only son, who was joining me most of the time. And before going to this church, he was asking my wife, Pa, kanino? He was asking me, Pa, kanino ako, kay mama o sayo? Sabi ko, ikaw bahala ka. Ano, I'm not forcing anyone to join me. I think Daniela joined me twice, but it was Duke most of the time. Kaya ngayon, body-body ko lagi yan eh. But anyway, through the months, gaya ng sinasabi ni Pastor, hindi persahan ang pag-member ng iglesia rito. Okay, But I cannot forget that time. I think 2 or 3 months before, he asked me, ano, wala pa ba kayong balak? No, but seriously speaking, I could have wanted to join earlier, but after that, my wife and I discussed it seriously, and I told her, never can you find very sound preaching than that church. You know, it was the preaching which really prompted me or made me decide to join this church. And sabi ko nga, kasi noon, when I told Pastor about it, I was really in search for deeper truth of God's Word. Though I read a lot, but kulang pa rin. By the way, yung pinanggalingan namin church, hindi naman sila nagkakalayo. Kaya lang hindi siya reform. At the same time, hindi naman sa kinikriticize ko yung aming pastor doon. But of course, yung preaching dito is really very sound. And we benefit a lot from that. And gaya nga na nasabi ko, I cannot remember that first time when I, when man was already here, we were already members. Or, I don't know kung member ka na ata doon, darling. When we heard the preaching about Jonah, I've heard so many preachings about Jonah, but it was only in this church that I heard the deeper truth about it. Ang alam lang natin, si Jonah ay kinain ng nilunok ng malaking isda dahil sa disobedience, but there were deeper truths behind that. So, kaya nakita namin, iba talaga yung preaching dito. So, yun nga, hanggang sa maging miyembro kami dito. And another thing is, during the adult Sunday school, I find this very, very profitable. Though it's not a preaching, but all the materials that I have, all the things that I have, just strengthens my faith. In fact, right now, I'm more bold to evangelize. In fact, even that word evangelize, to evangel, before we normally say we want to share the gospel. I normally look for that opportunity to evangelize to whoever people that I'm with, especially my colleagues. Kasi kung being in a very hostile environment in sa work ko, I'm in sales, I'm exposed to very very challenging situations. You can easily compromise kung hindi ka malalim sa Panginoon, because you will see a lot of people, very worldly, different cultures, different religions, as we can say. Kung hindi malalim yung pananampalataya mo, magko-compromise ka talaga. But as what I've said, the preaching in this church, as well as the topics that were discussed in the Sunday school, I find them really very, very profitable. And nagagamit ko talaga yon. Even in, sometimes even sa mga discussions namin sa trabaho, nagagamit ko yon. Not to my profit, but hopefully one day, kung kakaloobin ng Diyos, itong mga taong ito, makita rin yung kanilang pagiging makasalan at lumapit sa Panginoon. And I've always been telling my children, well, this is not to flatter pastor, no? It's a privilege to hear him preach personally. Talaga nagsisilbing hamon din sa akin eh. I try to, whatever thoughts that I have or notes that I have, ginugoogle ko yan, hinahanap ko. Sabi ko, masisira ulo ko dito kung talagang pipilit kong hagarin si pastor. I think never in my lifetime. But it's a challenge kasi nagbe-benefit din ako, and I shared it with my children and also with my wife or to any person. And yun na nga, no? Nagiging bunga nun sa mga anak ko, what else can you expect or what else can you ask for at their very early age, sound preaching na yung kanilang naririnig. So, natutuwa ako, nakikita ko yung panganay ko, si Dara, she's now taking notes, and it's really very, I feel very elated, ano, being a father. Siyempre, sa aming mga anak, siya yung gusto kong tumanggap sa Panginoon, and Lord willing, it happens sooner or later. And another thing is, yun nga, nabanggit nga din sa mga kanta, though we came from a church na nandyan yung mga jumping, clapping, and though I don't despise those, but seeing also the songs here, hindi nadidilute talaga yung focus natin after singing all the songs in full, then the word is the focus, especially during the Sabbath. And talagang malaking kapakinabangan sa amin yon. And also, one thing that I can never forget why I joined this church is how the church discipline is being implemented. Me, myself, being a disciplinarian person, reasonably disciplinarian, I believe it's very important. Kasi yun ang medyo nagkulang talaga sa dati namin pinanggalingan eh. Alam natin, gaya ng sinabi kanina, there will be sigalots or controversies or disputes. And for those misbehaving brethren, should be addressed properly, as we believe the Lord chastens those whom He loves. And well, last two, ano? Yung sa Men's Fellowship, I cannot forget this meeting. Nung kasi I was looking for that. Sabi ko, maraming mga kalalakihan dito kasi nung sa dati namin church, ilan lang kami lalaki. Sabi ko, bakit wala at ang Sunday Fellowship? Yun lang ang mahirap dito. Pag ikaw nag-raise, be ready to take the lead. Okay? So that's why I'm just a coordinator dun sa Men's Fellowship. And it's really a blessing seeing a lot of men right now. We started out, I think, about 7 or 8 with the former beloved late Deacon Jojo. It was a struggle to make him attend. But I think he only missed one. So sabi ko, mabuti naman umatend na si Brother Jojo noon. Nga lang, hindi na tumagal kasi siya ay kinuha na ng Panginoon. And last but not the least, gaya ng pinipreach kanina or this month, yung unity despite dun sa pagiging growing church natin. As we believe, as we grow further, at least in number, mas dadami talaga ang pwedeng maging problema. Pero nakita natin kung paano pinagpapala ng Panginoon ng iglesyang ito. Kung paano niya pinanatiling nagkakaisa tayo despite sa mga differences. And sana patuloy natin ipanalangin itong layuning ito. So, all in all, there are countless things to really thank God for this church. And my prayer is sana ma-sustain kami, not just us, but of course this church. As hopefully mag-grow kami dito ng todo and of course our children. So, yun lang po. Salamat po.
Okay, maraming salamat, Ike. Of course, the attendance of the Barili family ng beginning 2009 was one of the welcome developments sa ating church life. And with that, later on, the membership of the Barili couple has been a real welcome addition to this church. Nabanggit ni Ike yung boldness to evangelize. And this is something that is often misjudged of us na malimit sinasabing Calvinist yan, Reformed yan, hindi yan nag-evangelize, which is very far from the truth. And I'm so glad to hear that component developing in us. And yung sinabi ni Ike na boldness to evangelize, and they're coming here for the teaching, because of the word, that should remain the major component of assembling in the church. And of course, we thank Ike Barili for having been the instrument to reform itong aming men's fellowship. Meron naman kaming men's fellowship na regular noon every 2 years. Pero nung dumating siya, nagawa niyang gawing every 2 months. We have profited so far from the men's fellowship we've had thus far. So thank you, Ike. Next, Mami.
Magandang umaga sa inyong lahat. Nagsimula ako doon sa doon sa monthly calendar. Nabasa ko doon sa likod noon, yung nakasulat ay ganito, "We encourage, but do not pressure, those who've been converted to consider the matter of church membership, which is a Christian duty." Basa-basa ko yun, sabi ko, Christian duty. Parang nakakonvict ako doon sa Christian duty. Ang tagal ko nang na-attend rito, ay siguro may mga 6 years na o 7 years, eh hindi ako nagiging member. Nung nga ako mag-member, tinanong ako ni Nestor, "Ay, bakit ikaw agad na member?" Ang palagay ko, ay member na agad ako. Pero ang totoo, meron akong inaano sa aking isip na from that time, nag-isip na ako paano ang pagiging member dito sa Kalawag. Anyway, sabi ko, dito sa Dos Baños, anyway, sabi ko, nakakarinig naman ako ng napakagagandang preaching. Lumalago ako sa pananampalataya. Bukod sa dati ko nang nalaman, ako ay isang makasalanan, number one ako makasalanan, na kailangan ko ang tagapagligtas. Nalaman ko na yun. Pero hindi pa ako malago sa pananampalataya. Palagi pa rin akong maaaring nagkakasala pa din. Pero naiisip ko na hindi daw gayon ang isang tumanggap na sa Panginoon. Okay. Tapos, ako nakabasa na isang kopya ng Covenant, Church Covenant. Yung book ni Jean, yung Bible, binasa-basa ko yun at ito ang nabasa ko. Ang isa dito ay Church Covenant. Dun sa bandang pinakahuli, nakasulat, "We moreover engage that when we remove from this place, we will as soon as possible unite with some other church where we can carry out the spirit of this covenant and the principles of God's word. Yun ay aking tinimbang-timbang din sa aking sarili. O paano yung charge ko doon sa Kalawag? Pag ako napunta doon, doon ako nagsisimba. Pag naiito, dito naman ako nagsisimba. Paano yung gagawin ko? Talagang naanuhan ang isip ko. Pagkabasa ko nga noon, church, yung, sa church covenant na yon, ay nagsabi na ako doon sa Kalawag. Sabi ko, kung pwede ay ako ay lilipat nga dito. Talagang matagal na nangyari yun bago ako makapagsabi. Kaya salamat sa Panginoon at ako nga ay dumating na ang panahon na yun nga lang, half day pa rin ang pagsimba ko. Kaya lang, ay sa preaching ni Pastor, narinig ko yung kalahating araw lamang, parang ganon. At paano na yung remaining half day? Ano ang gagawin mo? Ay di manood ng TV. Aba, ay masama yun. Sa isip ko, hindi gaya ng turo doon. Nakabasa naman ako doon sa Psalm 119 na, "Turn my eyes away from worthless things. Preserve my life according to your word." Ay, pag hindi ko yun sinunod, nilalabag ko na ang Panginoon Diyos. Talagang lumago ako sa pakikinig sa preaching ni Pastor. At yun ay pinupuri ka ay ang Panginoon. Ngayon, ito, gusto ko na din naman ako nga ay pati ay mag-serve. Ay ito namang anak kong ito, Mami, ano ba ang kailangan bago ka makapag-serve? Hindi ba ikaw ay nag-ano mga qualifications? Ika, inisip-isip ko yun. Gusto ko mag-serve. Nag-Bible study na nga kami ni Sister Mila doon sa may tabing ilog. Pero parang naintindihan ko sa sinabi ni Jean, ay mas maganda yung merong, ama ko, kung suporta. Ay di sabi ko siguro, ibig sabihin ay membership yun. At parang hindi official yung aking pag-Bible study. Yun ay sa madaling salita, ayun ang ibig kong sabi, ang sinasabi noon. So, sa madaling sabi, nagsabi kami ni Sister Mila, sa telepon yun ha, nag-Bible study kami through the telephone, magkalayo kami. Sabi sa akin, di ba rin tayo huwag maging member doon, Sister? Tayo may nakakapakinig na ng preaching ni Pastor, tama na yun. Sabi ko, ako naman ikakain at challenge sa sinasabi ni Jean. Ay di, tapos ay ako ay, nag-isip na rin nga ako noon na ako ay, nalungkot pati ako doon sa isang preaching na yun daw, ano, sabi ni Pastor, about sanctification depends greatly on a diligent use of scriptural means, the means of grace. Bible reading, okay ako dyan, nagbabasa ako. Private prayer, yes, medyo maiksi nga lang. Worshiping God in church, nakaka-attend ako regularly. At ang ganda pa ng mga awit, talagang ako'y gustong-gusto ko yon. Meron nga isang awit dyan na biglang bumalik sa isip ko yung aking pangyayari, mga kalungkutan. Aba, alamag-alwa ako habang umaawit. Yung mga ganon. Sabi ko, talagang magandang awit dito. At tama-tama sa nipipreach ni Pastor. Pagkatapos ay worshiping God, church regularly, okay, here's the word taught. Pagdating doon sa participates in the Lord's Supper, nasindak ako. Sabi ko, hindi naman ako nag-Lord's Supper. Ay, paano pinaalis ako ni Jean bagay yung mag-Lord's Supper na. Sa isip ko, bakit kaya? Yan, sa covenant meeting, bakit kaya? Pero ngayon, alam ko na. Yan. Salamat sa Diyos, by God's grace, ay na, ako ay, ito na, naging member na ng ating iglesia. Kaya nga, sinasabi ko, magagawa ko yung sa mga means of grace na yun, pero yung isang yun ay, talaga rin gusto ko talaga. Sabi ko, para akong disobedient kung hindi ko susundin yun. Dahil doon sa Great Commission, mag-aral tayo ng yung ituturo ang Ebanghelyo, pero kailangan din magpa-baptize. Pati, ay, baptize naman ako. Di ang kailangan ako maging member. Dahil ang isang member na katulad ko, nabasa ko din yung pinipreach na kanina ni Pastor Halos, yung Unity, ang nabasa ko doon ay nagtanong nga ako din, yung ba ikaw kung meron first noon na yung 1 Corinthians 12, chapter 12, verse 12, ang nakalagay din, one body, one head, many parts, yung ganon. Yung nakalagay doon ay, ano tawag doon ay, yung sabi ay, ang sinasabi doon ay, ano na nga yun, yung first 12, verse 12, may one head, pero may ni body parts, many members. So, paano ako magiging katawan ni Kristo kung ako ay hindi member? So, salamat sa Diyos at siyang pinupuri ko na ako ay naging member. Now, nurture my spirituality by being a part of the church. And I should always remember, I, myself, and me, no Christian can grow in isolation. At pagkatapos noon, ang aking pinibigyan ng parangal ay to God be the glory. We have to worship God, to depend on Him, to pray, and to be obedient. Yung obedience na yon ang natili sa aking isip na inimik ni Pastor.
Salamat po.
Po, 5 minuto na eh.
10 po. Okay, maraming salamat, Mami Rebby. Again, I mentioned kanina na one component of our expansion was how we welcome not just the young people, but also seniors. And Mami Rebby is one of those na we welcome indeed heartily as a senior member of the church. At siya nagpakita ng sigasig sa bagay na yan. Yung sinasabi niyang verse kanina ay 1 Corinthians 12:12, for as the body is one and has many members, but all the members of that one body being many are one body, so also is Christ. So ganyan ang pinapanatili po natin sa ating iglesia, at nabanggit niyang paulit-ulit na it's a duty to be a member of the church, yet we do not pressure anyone. It's a duty that you must respond to voluntarily. Pero nabanggit ni Ike naman kanina na nabulungan ko rin siya. Nobody's arm will be twisted, but from time to time somebody will whisper if you are considering church membership as a duty. Next, Alisa.
Before actually waking up from my non-Christian life, I didn't make God my foundation, since I was the one who led my life. I was the one who chose wrong friends, and they had a great influence on me. I was becoming a person to Satan's liking, and I keep drifting away from God. But by His grace and mercy, He kept me close to Him by giving me chances to change every day. Dati, lagi kaming naupo dun sa taas, tapos lagi kaming nakikipagdaldalan sa isa't isa. So, ang ingay namin na kahit si Pastor, naririnig din kami. So, kaya lagi, dapat may bantay. Laging dapat nandun si Ma'am, tapos nandun si Tita Tess sa kabila, tapos si Tita Bim nandun. So, that was the time when I didn't take the word of God seriously. I was in church for friends and companion. But God changed me, and hopefully He will change me more to be a better person. As I have said in my testimony, I want to be the daughter my parents want me to be, the friends my true and Christian friends want me to be, and the child of God that He wants me to be. It is proven, and I have witnessed, that without God, I cannot do anything. I thank God for changing me and for the people in this church who helped me. Gusto ko din pong sabihin sa mga ibang youth na carpe diem or seize the day. Kasi kahit bata pa kayo, lapitan nyo na ang Diyos. Kasi you will never know when your life on earth will end.
Okay, salamat Alisa. Again, another testimony to how grace can reach our young people. At ginamit ang salita ng Diyos to turn someone who did not take it seriously at first. Then, her attention was seized by the grace of God. Kaya kung yung mga kabataan dito may mga bantay sa inyo, deliberate yon para kayo ay makinig sa salita ng Diyos to a very positive effect for your soul. Next. Ready ka na, Minel?
I always thought na noon, nung bata pa ako, feeling ko maayos na yung buhay ko noon kasi pinanganak ako sa isang Kristiyano pamilya. At lagi ko nag-attend dito sa church. Ay, marami akong friends. Masaya dito. As in, I thought I had a good life. Pero last year, 2010, yung nag-start na pinarealize sa akin ni God na there's something missing in my life. So, nag-start ako na mag-read ng Bible. And nagkaroon naman ng impact sa akin. Kaso lang, parang feeling ko may kulang pa rin eh. Kasi pag tuwing nababasa ko yung passage tungkol kay Jesus Christ na you need Jesus Christ in your life, hindi ko talaga maintindihan kasi feeling ko talaga hindi ko siya kailangan. So, pero I tried my best na intindihin kung paano talaga yung pagiging Kristiyano. So, wala pa rin. Minsan, nag-give up na lang ako. Pero, naging patient pa rin sa akin si God. Kahit na nagre-rebel ako sa Kanya. So, this year, January 1, 2011, I approached Tita Carol. Nabi ko po sa Kanya na I'm interested to know more about God. So, nag-Bible study po kami tungkol po dun sa Ten Commandments. Pero, mas lalo lang ako nagalit sa sarili ko kasi nililis ko napaka makasalanan ko talaga, wala na talagang pag-asa. Pero one time, sinabi ni Tita Carol yung story about her life na naiiyak po ako kasi compare niyo naman po yung buhay niya compared sa akin. So, yun yung na-realize ko na I really need Jesus Christ as my Savior kahit na anong gawin ko. So, noong January 5 nga po, naging member ako dito sa church na ito. So, I was really happy back then kasi ito na yung sign na ito na to sinabi sa akin ni God made me realize ito na yung okay. Yun. Hindi. Kailangan ako i-dedicate. Actually, gusto ko ito sabihin kasi para sa mga fellow youths ko na katulad niyo rin ako dati na kontento ako sa buhay ko na nandito sa church, nag-a-attend. Pero kung marirealize niyo sana na yung mga kung anong meron ko ngayon, mga relationships na feeling niyo masaya ko yung ngayon, pero nothing really lasts forever. Kailangan niyo talaga si Jesus Christ as your Savior. Huwag niyo sana sayangin yung pagkakataon na nandito kayo sa church. Na mas lalo na yung mga anak ng Kristiyanong parents. Hindi niyo alam kung gaano kayo ka-blessed kasi madami mga youths ngayon na sa labas, mga completely blind ngayon, nandito kayo, nasa harapan niyo na ang katotohanan. So, yan.
Thank you, Minel. That's very well said. Yung mga kabataan na pinalaki sa Kristiyanong pamilya, you're really so blessed. And don't waste the opportunity. As a young person, already you have the gospel presented to you many times. And as Minel said, maaring kontento na kayo sa inyong kalagayan, but you need Jesus Christ. As every young person does, every adult, every senior person, Christ is the only answer for us to have God. We have 10 minutes left. Mark.
Good morning. I am the latest youth member of this church. I was baptized this July 2011. Next to my sister, my younger sister, Sarah. So, ang sasabihin ko lang ngayon is, nung simula pa ng bata ako, though my parents really were a Christian before they were married, before I was born. Yun, dito na ako lumaki sa church, though dun pa sa Riles pa nagsimula. Ako yung mabigat na struggle sa family namin. Do kasi ako yung pinaka patigas ang ulo, pasaway, ang daming kalokohan. At yun yung pinaka masasabi ko, I am the most struggle that my parents have. And those problems usually mas kinikip ko lang siya sa loob ko. And my parents really wanted to help me from that, but I rejected it. I always reject those helps. Even the members of the church, yung mga parents ng mga bata ngayon, nire-reject ko lahat yun. So, though blessing kasi, yung kahit na sila mama, sinusuway ko, lagi kong inaaway, kahit yung mga kapatid ko, their prayers are always within in me. So, nagpe-pray pa rin sila, nagpe-pray sa akin, ha, na hindi sila tumitigil, hindi sila gumigive up sa akin. So, masasabi ko lang din sa mga youth ngayon, so, alam ko, lahat kayo, kahit ako hanggang ngayon, mayroon akong mga struggles, problems, na pagka lalo na yung parents nyo, they are not giving up, na gusto nila kayong tulungan, huwag nyo i-reject yun. And another thing is, my problems were really answered through anything. Ako yung tao na gusto ko sabi, ng sinasabi ko na kaya ko tong gawin mag-isa ko. This is only on my own. Pero sa totoo lang, it wasn't really. Sa lahat ng problema ko, ginagawa ko lahat na para pigilan yun. Pero kahit anong gawin ko, umuulit at umuulit yun. So I keep on falling on my own sins every time. Though, tapos, ever since na-realize ko, when my parents, even the members of the church talked to me about this, I realized that I wasn't really doing that much. There is something missing on me. And that is Jesus Christ, who is really willing to sacrifice himself for me in my sins ever since pa noon. Na noon pa man, nire-reject ko rin. Parang like I was rejecting my parents, the help that they are offering to me. Ayun. Tapos, ayun. Alright na po.
Okay, thank you, Mark. So maganda yung punto yung sinabi niya, your parents are not giving up on you, and certainly I can speak for the parents here. Though there are discouragements, disappointments that Christian parents have to struggle with, they will not give up on their children, because we have the grace of God and the God of grace, who we believe can reach out to even the worst. And so Mark is a testimony to the fact that even what others call as black sheep of the family can still be the sheep of Christ, because Christ is the good shepherd. I think we only have one more left. So who will be the last? We still have the familyhood next Saturday for testimonies, so don't worry. But who would like to take the last slot? Sige, dalawang nagtaas ng sabay, kaya bigyan ko kayong pareho ng panahon, but keep it short. Ben and then Melvin.
I have a bad impression for this church. I said in during my testimony that this church is very unfriendly at mga Inglesero. Ayan. So until I came to a point that I'm not here to make friends, and na hindi ako pumunta rito para lang makipag-socialize. I came here to worship God and to hear the words. And ayun, I'm from Calawag, Quezon, and I believe na provision ng Lord na nag-aral ako dito sa UPLB. I believe na hindi lang ako nandito sa UPLB para makapagtapos ng aking kurso, kundi tawagin ng Panginoon sa kaligtasan. I'm a fruit of various ministries. Ministry ni Ma'am Sally sa Calawag, Quezon. Student ministry ni Tito Ike, and personal ministry ni Tita Jean. So, ayun. And I considered membership for this church December. I became a member December 12, 2010. And ayun, ginamit ng Lord yung book na pinaram sa akin ni Tita Jean, The Cross-Centered Life and Humility Through Greatness. Doon ko nakita yung conviction of sin, that I am a sinner that needed a savior. And doon ko rin nakita na ang salvation, ang good works hindi magiging dahilan ng salvation. But good works comes after salvation. So akala ko na kailangan ko muna maging mabuti para mag-save. But then it came a time na kailangan ko muna lumapit sa Panginoon upang makapag-serve sa Kanya and to serve with His glory. And during Sundays, I feel very blessed na nakakapunta ako sa church because pag nakikita ko ang mga kabataan, ang mga tao na they're doing their business during Sunday, nakikita ko na pinagpapala pa ng Panginoon kasi nakakinig ako ng Kanyang salita at nakapag-worship ako sa Kanya. Ayun po.
Okay, thank you, Ben. This is proof na even an initially negative impression can still be turned around na gamitin pa rin ng Panginoon kahit ang unang impression ay unfriendly. Siguro hindi na rin niya sinabi, suplado yung pastor. But it was turned around. And by the way, isang nabanggit niya ay pwede nating palagi talagang gamitin yung pag-provide ng reading material na kinasangkapan ng Panginoon para liwanagin ang kanyang isip. My request si Jean na accommodate two more for the purpose ng video para sa ginagawa niyang video for the Thanksgiving. So we'll accommodate two more. One is Melvin and then a last one after him.
1986 po nung pinanganak ako. At gaya nyo, mga kabataan dito rin po ako lumaki sa church na to. At naging mga teacher nyo ngayon, teacher ko din yan dati. Kaya hindi na mahalata yung edad nila. At ganun din po, sa Sunday school noon, sinusundo ako ni Tito Mel sa Villegas pa noon. Tapos afternoon sa engineering na, diretso. Buti nga sa inyo, bantay lang. Sa akin, pinapalo ako ni Tita Bim noon. Sabi yata ni Nana yun. Pero na-reformed na rin yun eh. Wala na ngayon yun. Si Kuya naman, si Tito Johnny Pempenko yata pumapalo noon. Basta ganun. Tapos nung nasa church na ng Along Dariles, yun, nag-umpisa na akong maging alibugang anak. Wala na ako noon. So, nag-rebelde na. So, yung pag-rebelde ko talagang grabe. Natuto ko sa sobrang pag-rebelde ko, napasama ako sa mga bad company, mga masasama. So, natuto akong mag-inom, manigarilyo, mag-drugs. So, talagang masakit yun. Kapag naisip ko yun, talagang manghang-manga ako sa Panginoon kung bakit. Kung dahil sa Kanya ay biyaya talaga na nawala sa akin yung mga bisyong yun. At nung nagbalik nga ako dito, gaya din ng isang alubagang anak, ay tinanggap ako ng iglesyang ito. At naging welcome ako dito. At noon nga, ay sa unti-unti kong pagdalo dito, pakikinig muli ng salita ng Diyos ay sa pangangaral ng salita ng Diyos ay na natutunan ko na hindi ko na kailangan na burahin o takpan pa yung mga kasalanan na nagawa ko, kundi sa pamamagitan ng dugo ng ating Panginoong Jesucristo ay nabayaran na, nalinis na. So talagang napaka-God ng blessing na makakapakinig tayo ng salita ng Diyos. At yung sa mga pangaral nga na tapat ay maraming nagpa-profit dyan. At 30 years na nga ang iglesyang ito, tatlong taon pa lang akong miyembro ay damang-dama ko ang pagtutulungan ng bawat isa. Sabi nga dun sa kantang kinanta natin kanina, yung blessed be that tayo ay nagbabalikatan sa ating pinapasan at bawat kalungkot ay luha ang dumaramay. Na talagang damandama ko yan dito at sana patuloy na magkaroon tayo ng kaisahan sa mga darating pang taon. Ngunit yun ay mangyayari lamang sa biyaya ng ating Panginoong Jesucristo.
Maraming salamat, Melvin. At isang patutuo rin ito na hindi isinusuko ng Kristiyanong magulang kahit pa napapariwara yung kanyang anak, nangyari yan kay Melvin, from Sunday school to a prodigal life. Yet, our sister Lucy, hindi niya sinuko ang pananalangin. At siguro siya man mismo nabigla nung sabihin ko na lang sa kanyang kakapalya, magpapatotoo si Melvin para maging miyembro. Biyaya ng Panginoon at maraming salamat sa patotoo na yan. At ako personal na nagpapasalamat kay Melvin, nakakapag-drive na ako mag-isa ngayon. Pinagtiyagaan niya ako, hindi niya ako nasigawan kahit minsan sa aking mga pagkakamali. One last. Yes, Mian.
Siguro po talagang kailangang sabihin. ito pong GBC ay iniyakan ko ng mahigit siguro isang taon. Simula nang dumalo ang asawa ko dito ay nagsimula na po akong umiyak sa Panginoon. Magtatatlong dekada na po akong mananampalataya. I was really so touched and blessed with Minel's testimony na nung kabataan niya ay tinawag siya ng Panginoon. At nakita ko po yung paglago ko sa iglesia at natutuwa po ako na lumago ako sa iglesyang pinagmulan ko. Kaya po iniyakan ko ang GBC at sinabi ko sa Panginoon, Lord, baguhin mo po ang puso ng asawa ko. At maintindihan po niya na tinawag mo kami doon sa iglesyang aming dinadaluhan. But you know, these past 2 years po, when we became members of this church for 2 years, iyon po ang taon ng talagang those were years of submission and humility sa Panginoon para sa akin. Submission hindi sa asawa ko, although yung niisa kong ninang sa kasal na asawa rin ng pastor reminded me and rebuked me and told me, Mian, submit to your husband. Lagi niya sinasabi yun sa akin kasi my husband always, you know, ask me, darling, wala pa bang sinasabi ang Panginoon sa'yo? Ganan. Lagi, he was always convincing me, ganan. Although this GBC, mas nauna ko pong makita ang GBC, ninang ko sa kasal si Ate Beam, nandun si pastor nung kasal ko, at hindi iba ang GBC sa akin. Pero, to cut it short, what made me realize and what made me decide to, you know, transfer my membership in this church is this. Yung hindi ko na makakalimutan yung tanong ni Deacon Ike nung interview namin dito na ano ang isang dahilan na makapagpapaalis sa'yo sa iglesyang ito? Well, this is a hypothetical question, Mian. And I will say the same thing. I left my church because of that. Kung ang ministeryo ng salita ng Panginoon ay hindi na ipinapangaral, then I will surely leave that church. And that exactly was the reason why I am a member of this church now. It's because the word really is being preached every Sunday na walang kupas na humihipo sa puso ko na patuloy na ma-reform, mabago yung thoughts ko, mabago yung pamumuhay ko, pagtingin ko sa pag-ebanghelyo, pagtingin ko sa kasalanan ko, pagtingin ko sa biyaya ng Panginoon, pagtingin ko sa soberenya ng Panginoon, sa pagiging Diyos niya sa buhay ko. And many, many blessings that I can really, you know, can't count talaga na kulang ang linggo para talaga himayin mo ang salita ng Panginoon na naririnig dito. That, you know, that actually led me into this transcription ministry that, you know, I always ask. One ministry that I am thankful is the ministry of Kuya Nestor. Na kapag hindi nyo nakuha na pick up yung sinabi ni Pastor, you can go easily to Kuya Nest and record, no, the message. Totoo yun. Nire-record ko po yung message and tinatranscribe ko for me to really, you know, have that, you know, attitude of really listening. Lord, ibang klase, sabi ko. And words cannot really express how thankful I am that I am a member of GBC now. Glory to the Lord.
Maraming salamat, Mian. Kakaiba ang umpisa niya. May mga nagsimula na wilalang bahala ang iglesia, may nagsimula na may bad impression sa iglesia, nagsimula siya na pinanalangin na wag sana matuloy ang pagdalo ng kanyang asawa sa iglesia. But again, you see the turnaround of grace when it moves, a complete turnaround. And indeed, this is something which we must stress, should be the main reason for continuing in the church, and should be the reason when the time comes we decide to leave the church, always the Word of God that is being preached, taught, and practiced in the church. Of course, we are not a perfect church. We will fall short of many things as sinners, but for as long as we make the Word of God the pillar of this church, in God's, by God's grace, I hope that we can see the church continuing, no matter who is ministering and whoever are the members added more, who are the members who depart, but the identity of the church remains to be that of the being the carrier of the Word of God. Let me close with the words of 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15, where Paul tells Timothy, "I write so that you may know how you ought to conduct yourself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth." We are not a wealthy church. We are not a politically influential church. We are not numerous in terms of membership. We are not a mega church, but by the grace of God, we have maintained to be a church that we can say is a pillar and ground of the truth. Sana magsama-sama tayo sa panawagan na yan. Maraming salamat sa mga nagpatotoo. Meron pa tayong familyhood for more such testimonies, and we return to the Lord the thanks for sustaining our church. Let us close in prayer. Maraming salamat, Panginoon, sa mga narinig naming mga patotoo. Patotoo ng mga kabataan, patotoo ng mga adults at ng mga senior. Maraming salamat na sa bawat patotoo ay nagpapatunay ng iyong biyaya na umabot sa isang makasalanan. Maaring ang makasalanan na ito ay nagsimula sa pagwawalang bahala ng mensahe, maaring nagkaroon ng maling impresyon, o maaring aktibo ang kanyang resistensya, subalit ipinakita mong mulit-muli na kapag kumilos ang iyong biyaya, ay walang makalalaban sa kilos ng biyaya. You have proven your grace to be indeed irresistible. And with that irresistible grace, every testimony is something that redounds the honor back to you. And it is our desire that every testimony will indeed honor you as the God of grace, the God who will continue to work through your church. And our desire in prayer is that you will keep Grace Baptist Church to be a church that is the ground and pillar of the truth, and make use of every member to be an extension of that testimony of the teaching and practice of this church is based upon the truth. So we give you back the praise and the honor and the thanksgiving. Receive our praise and worship for all the marvelous works you have done in these 3 decades, and we anticipate more of your work, all to your glory. In Jesus' name we pray all these things with thanksgiving. Amen. Amen.